Today, overall, the big message I think for this whole week with our preparation and just day to day is finishing. I just believe we have to learn how to finish and, our consistency. And, that takes some time to do. I just think that as far as today, a couple things. I think the defense is really improving. I think the defense is showing improvement. I think the aggressive coverage guys are understanding more and more. We're not doing a lot of stuff defensively, so they're honing in. And I think that will pay dividends later on so that we can expand our package, guys understand the concepts. But they've done a nice job now defensively. It's really put some strain. Offensively, there's going to be some tough plays in there, and we understand that. But the ones that we need to make, some of the drops, some missed throws, things like that, we've got to be better. We've got to be better. And I think with our consistency, and that's where it goes back to finishing. The ball's thrown to you, you got to catch it. If it's thrown behind you, the quarterback's got to throw a better ball. And the game's too hard. It's a precision league, and we have to be precise, and we're not precise yet. So that'll be the challenge for our guys each and every day. And that's what we talked about as we broke as a team. They have to understand that. But the good thing is it's all under our control. We can control those things, so we'll get it taken care of.
Saw Mercedes talking to the offense afterwards. Did he ask you to do that, or how did that?
No, I didn't know that he did that. If he did that, that's great. I mean, our guys are great. They have a level of expectation. And when we talk about get better, and hey, every day we're getting better, well, when you get better, then you raise the bar again. You get better is not a level. Oh, we got there, now we're okay. No, it's never like that. That's why it's so competitive. It's such a competitive situation. You every day have to strain yourself. And that's our job as a coaching staff, to put them under strain, put them in tough situations, force them to make plays, and force them to be consistent. And we've been doing that the last couple of days, and I think we'll see growth through it.
Do you think that bar on offense has been stationary the last couple of days?
Well, I think it's, you see it where guys are competing. Mercedes, touchdown grab. J.B. Blackman, today, makes a great play. You see it, so it just has to be more consistent. And then once they feel it, once they get it, they understand things and how it's supposed to be, then it can take off now. It could take off, so we just got to keep working and believe that point is there and keep striving to get there.
Sense any frustration at all with the quarterbacks? It looks like a couple of rough days. Either guys are dropping or they're missing.
I think it's just, they just got to keep working together and timing. If there is a little bit of uneasiness, that's good. I don't mind that, man. Because then all of a sudden you have team meetings or, like you guys said, if that happens, say, hey, let's get this right. That's okay. I just think if there's a loss or if you're struggling, tremendous growth can take place from that. So that's what we're going to look for as a coaching staff, and say, okay, you struggle a little bit. That can happen. Is there growth? What are you going to do? And, that's all we got to handle it. So those things that you're seeing, that's okay. As a matter of fact, I don't mind that at this time of year, because we're going to have struggles during the season, and they have to understand how to handle that. And we've got good leaders in this team. They'll get it done.
How do you feel like Leroy? Go ahead, John.
Leroy Reynolds.
Good. He's playing some Sam now. We moved him, so he's splitting reps at Mike and Sam, and we'd like to give him an opportunity to play there with Russell's situation against the Jets. You talk about strain now. He's feeling it. He's playing Sam and Mike. So he's going with the first group, some Sam reps, and then he's going all the two reps at Mike. So, but what a great opportunity for him. Here he comes in as a free agent player, and he's got a chance to show us what he's all about.
Are you going to give Paz that day off this week or not? It made up your mind?
Well, it was planned. It was planned for tomorrow. Uh-huh. We have to relook at it. I know that no matter what tomorrow, his reps will be cut back.
What's the decision then? Why you said it was planned, now you may change your
mind. Well, with the injury to Russell.
Oh, I see that, man.
If Leroy's at Sam, now, now who's playing? We just need someone there maybe to get a couple reps because of that situation.
What does Paz bring to the table?
What's that?
What does Paz bring to the table?
Oh, leader. I mean, he's so solid in he understands it. He knows his responsibility. If he makes a mistake, he gets it corrected right away. His fits are on. You can count on it. And trust is so important in this defense. And to have a guy like that in the middle has been great. been great.
Probably one of the hotter practices you've seen this game.
Yeah.
How they respond.
Good, good. I don't even think they knew how many plays yesterday, and they probably don't care today. You know, they know we have work to be done. And like I talked to them, we all understand that it's hot, it's humid, and we've got to go through this, but no one really cares. You know, so you got to find a way.
The fact that he doesn't come off the field, a middle linebacker, that's a plus, too. A lot of middle linebackers, they take off the field. He can play every down.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good for the defense. You need that guy they all can look to, and there's you know, some sorts of stability in there. And, you know, but he had to learn quite a bit now, and he's still learning. You know, but you just trust him as a coach. You trust having him in there.
You mentioned getting better every day and seeing that constant improvement. Is there a player or even two that jumped out in your mind that you really noticed from the start of training camp to now they have improved every day?
Yeah, that's a great question. There is guys. You know, Mercedes has been a guy that I felt like, you know, even though maybe one day he dropped a couple passes, overall the whole pitcher, I think he's done a really good job. His blocking has been phenomenal. And I know we all count on how many catches or drops he had, but if you looked at the end zone view and watched him blocking six techniques and stuff, he's been really a force. So that's a good thing. Also at Mojo, I think Mojo is really showing up. He's still not where we want him, but every day you see his weight coming down, and he's getting more and more in shape, and you're seeing where he's gaining confidence in it. So I like the way he's improved. I think like guys like Luke Joko and Eugene, you know, Will Rackley is a guy that has really been impressive to us. The younger guys, A. Sanders, D. Rob, the consistency they're showing, especially through a training camp. Defensively, you know, guys like Alan Ball, Wayne Grotz, you know, on the perimeter. Geno Hayes has stepped up since OTAs and mini camp. Roy Miller, the reps he's getting, it's a whole different feel when he's in there. It's a whole different feel. And we can get to more of a defense that we'd like to play with him in there. Sendarek, you know, another one that has shown flashes. So, yeah, there's a lot of positives. And it's good you point that out, because sometimes you want it so bad to be perfect that you can just – but I think today we needed to be, you know, where you have to talk about those things more than, you know, just because it is a situation we want to get ready for.